What do you want first, the good news or the bad news? Let's find out what Jason Can's out for at the start of the best 5 minutes of the day. Somebody comes to you and says, well, all right, what do you want first, the good news or the bad news?
You know, ideally, they would only give me the good news, yeah. Not the bad news. But typically, I would say, give me the bad news first.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. And that way, finish with the dessert, right?
Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah, give me my squash first. And
yeah, squash is the bad news.
Yeah, I don't know. I actually like squash, so I don't know why I chose that. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that leads us into Wellness Wednesday because we mentioned the dessert.
Yeah.
And so is that part of the fall that sugar is so good and things that are good for you taste bad?
I don't know. I mean, I think we were created with these sweet receptors, but, you know, we've just kind of intensified them so much over time. And I don't think our brains have a way to say, hey, that's enough. And so we end up consuming far more than we need to. And it, you know, serves like a drug for most of us.
Yeah. I mean, they say sugar's more addictive than cocaine. And so,
yep.
And then the idea of, so I've said the problem is sugar and then it's free sugar. And then sometimes what it is, you know, in some way, shape or form, whether at the workplace or at home or somehow at church, you know, you're presented with these goodies and these treats. And then somehow if they're at home, like we had this large canister of tapioca pudding. And I think I have consumed the majority of it.
Huh. Why is that, do you think?
I don't want it to go to
there.
I don't want it to go to waste.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing that factors into a lot in our culture, too, is, right, I mean, we don't want to waste food, so
right.
We eat it all, we clean our plates, and
isn't that a good thing?
Keep chowing. I don't, for me, it hasn't been a good thing to do that over time. Since having surgery, one of the interesting things is I can leave a bite on my plate because I literally can't eat it anymore.
Huh.
So, you know, it's a fascinating change for me, whereas it seemed like in the past there was always room for more food in my stomach.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
And so what's it like to have a smaller stomach?
It's so weird. You know, typically the most I can eat at a time is about a half cup of anything currently, but normally it's less than that. And it's very weird to hit this point of thinking, I just cannot eat anymore.
Yeah.
So it's different.
Huh. I had a deeper subject to bring to you today, but maybe I should save that, so.
Whatever. I'm open to go whatever direction you want to go.
All right. Well, I'll save it, but we've got a lot of scripture here today. How do you want to handle this? Because the way Letters to the Beloved breaks it down.
It is a lot, yeah.
You know, again, it's sort of like a modification of the message. Eugene Peterson, usually you don't even have the verse demarcations, right, with the message.
Right. Yep.
And so you've got in Acts 4, 23 to 31 all kind of lumped together, and you got a couple paragraphs worth of things to say. So I don't know. Why don't you read the scripture today, and we'll do the commentary tomorrow.
Sure, that sounds good. It says, as soon as they were freed, Peter and John returned to the other believers and told them what the leading priests and elders had said. When they heard the report, all the believers lifted their voices together in prayer to God. O sovereign Lord, creator of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them, you spoke long ago by the Holy Spirit through our ancestor David, your servant, saying, why were the nations so angry? Why did they waste their time with futile plans? The kings of the earth prepared for battle. The rulers gathered together against the Lord and against his Messiah. In fact, this has happened here in this very city. For Herod Antipas, Pontius Pilate, the governor, the Gentiles, and the people of Israel were all united against Jesus, your holy servant, whom you anointed. But everything they did was determined beforehand according to your will. And now, O Lord, hear this their threats and give us your servants great boldness in preaching your word. Stretch out your hand with healing power. May miraculous signs and wonders be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. After this prayer, the meeting place shook, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Then they preached the word of God with boldness.
All right, so kind of the real exclamation point at the end there, but a lot of scripture, about as many verses as we've read in one fell swoop before.
Yeah,
so
I think so, too. You know, I just the idea of the nations being, you know, I think in another version it says, why do the nations rage? You know, and I think I feel that heavily right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
There is a lot of nation raging.
Yeah, there is.
Going
for sure.
On. All right.
Tomorrow.
Thank you, friend. There we go, our buddy Jason Can's on WWIB. It was Acts 4, 23-31 for those of you keeping track. at home. All right, coming up on 622 and 65 degrees for birthdays today. Yeah, wouldn't you know it, birthday Bob in Rice Lake. Kind of reiterating the family birthday I mentioned earlier, and we'll try to do a wake-up call. He says, happy 21st birthday, Amazing Grace Halverson. You know, I just sent her a message on Messenger, and I called her that. Yeah. Happy birthday, Amazing Grace. It just kind of seems to fit. He says, may your day be filled with abundance of blessings from your family and friends. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. All right. Other birthdays today on Facebook. Well, and again, I mean, I can reiterate, I gave a birthday shout-out to Grace before 6, and Bob stepping in there with that one. Thank you. He's so thoughtful. I don't know. Do I dare share the actual Facebook? I think I can. I'm going to. This is the message I sent Grace. I said, I love you and am so proud of who you are and who you're becoming. Your determination, hard work, and stick-to-itiveness, that's quite a word to spell, by the way, are so impressive. Have an awesome day and an awesome weekend celebrating turning 21. Great music and lyrics in contrast with the talented Danny Gokey.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, Greg Halvo and Greg here at the Wib Wake Up Show, Caleb away today and tomorrow, Sam in tomorrow. And, you know, so many of these are. We're looking forward to OneFest 22 mm-hmm. days away, kicking off August 2nd in Kadat. The fest grounds there, bigger and better than ever. But, you know, along the way, playing the artists that are going to be there, like Jeremy Camp and Toby Mac, so many OneFest alumni like Danny Gokey.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah. I think of that when we play songs from OneFest artists that were there, you know, last year, mm-hmm. the year before, that kind of thing. The Alumni Association's growing pretty big
it
for
is.
OneFest.
It sure is. Yeah, it's going to expand this year.
Yep.
Well, come on out one last time for food, fun, and lots of freebies. It's our Summer Smiles finale this coming Wednesday, July 17th at Avenue Orchard in Eau Claire.
Yeah, the first 50 people will get their choice of a free hot fudge or hot caramel ice cream sundae, or they can choose an Avenue Orchard apple cider float or apple cider slushy.
Mm. Greg, I got to tell you, there have been three great events and freebies at every one, but you got me at Hot Fudge Sunday.
Oh, that sounds good, doesn't it?
Free Hot Fudge Sunday. Yep. You can also support this great local business, Avenue Orchard, with a purchase. Stock up on fresh baked breads and delicious cookies, freeze-dried candy, jams, jellies, applesauces, and, of course, apple cider plus, as Greg mentioned, those slushies and floats. Ooh. All right, Halvo and Greg, the Wib Wake Up Show, Caleb Away, due back Monday, and things we learn as we grow older. Greg, now this isn't just because you're on the show today. I just turned 60, you know.
Well, I'm going to be 69 on Saturday, so
right.
I got you beat. I don't think you're going to catch up here. But
well, for instance, some of the things you learn, eventually you'll reach a point where you stop lying about your age and start bragging about how old you are.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the older we get, the fewer things seem worth waiting in line for.
Hmm. Yeah. The older we get, some people try to turn back their odometers, but others, they want people to know why they look this way.
Yeah, yeah. And when you are dissatisfied and you'd like to go back to youth, just think of algebra. I don't want to go through that again.
Exactly.
Oh. Oh.
Sometimes I see somebody post on Facebook and they're, another day I didn't use the Pythagorean theorem.
Yep.
Here's another one. As you get older, you know you're getting old when everything either dries up or leaks.
Yeah, that's for sure. And one of the many things that nobody tells you about aging is that, you know, it is a nice change from being young. I mean, if you think about the stuff you did when you were young, being old isn't that bad.
A lot more reminiscing. One more for me. One must wait until evening to see how splendid the day
has been. That's true, And being young is beautiful, but being old is comfortable.
There you go. Mm. Some things that we learned as we both are growing older in the summer of 2024 here on WWIB. Greg, can you believe OneFest now just 22 days away?
Yeah, that just, it wasn't that long ago. We were talking months away.
I know, right.
And it's coming next year or whatever, but now it's coming next month, early August.
We've got the artist schedule at one-fest.com. And so, let's kind of A-B this thing back and forth.
Sure.
So on Friday, August 2nd, on the main stage, Honor and Glory going to get things going at 1 in the afternoon.
Yeah, and then Stephen McWhorter, I love his song, Come Jesus Come. A preacher's kid that kind of strayed from the faith for a while, but he is just a man of God. Stephen McWhorter,
powerful.
3 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday.
Yeah. Evan Kraft, a lot of great songs from him.
Desperado.
Earlier this morning here on the Wib Wake Up Show.
Ann Wilson. How about Ann Wilson? 7 o'clock, and maybe she'll sing Mamas or, you know,
Hey girl. Hopefully she does Hey Girl.
Hey Girl.
Sundays sermons.
Yeah, Sunday sermons, just great. So 7 o'clock in the main stage on Friday.
And then the Friday night headliner. Oh, we've been waiting for this guy, right? I mean, it didn't happen in 2020. He was supposed to be one of the headliners. Jeremy Camp, the Friday night headliner, 9 o'clock.
The Hoosier Jeremy Camp. So Saturday, they'll get started 1 o'clock in the afternoon on the main stage. Mm-hmm. And a group called Rare of Breed at One Helvo.
Really looking forward to Britt Nicole at 3 on Saturday afternoon.
Annapolis, North Carolina, Britt Nicole. Maybe you can talk NASCAR with her or something, huh? Rhett Walker. Yeah, just I love Rhett Walker. He'll be on the main stage at 5 o'clock on Saturday.
I have to just pause and admire you have twice given us home states of artists like Jeremy Camp and Britt Nicole that I did not know.
Yeah, so both of these. You want their blood type?
7 o'clock at night on Saturday at 10th Avenue North.
10th Ave.
Caleb and I know, and you too, I'm sure, Mike Donaghy is just the best, and he did a wonderful solo project. 10th Avenue North is back together as a group. They got kind of rained out when they were here for the first One Fest, so they're coming back.
So they got mad, and they're going to come back. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
And then Toby Mac. Mm-hmm. I've seen him before. Years ago, I saw Toby in concert, and he just puts on a fantastic, so much energy, of course. And T-Mac at 9 o'clock on Saturday, the headliner for that day at One Fest.
Toby and I are about the same age, but I do not dance like him. So that's 9 o'clock on
Me
Saturday.
Either.
Yeah. There's also a big break stage and a little more stage.
Yep. On Friday at 2 o'clock, the Scally Brothers. Uh-huh. And then 4 o'clock, what's going on?
Kelly Elena at 4 and Ignescent.
She's been there before.
Oh, okay. Ignescent at 6. Who's at 8?
Honor and Glory. All right. 8 o'clock on Friday. How about Saturday?
Yeah, on Saturday in the big break stage starting at 2, it's Light 45.
Mm-hmm. And I've heard their music before. A band that I've never heard before, Wonder State, at 4 o'clock on Saturday.
All right, John Wesley of Reach City Worship at 6 Saturday night.
And closing it out at 8 o'clock, it's Megan Danielle on that big break stage.
And don't forget about the Little More stage, because if you don't have enough stages, the Little More stage on Friday night at 8, Jonathan Traylor, we saw him recently in March at the Pablo Center. He's great.
Yeah, and then Tarion, who's got a big hit right now, Honestly, We Just Need Jesus. We should play that. Anyway, 6 o'clock on Saturday, Tarion will be on that Little More stage.
Yeah. And she's on WWIB right now with the song.
What timing.
I know. Almost like
amazing.
We planned it.
Yeah.